Lane Gardner is the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. He joins us on the line today. Lane, thank you very much for joining us. As a member of the business community, you were having meetings with provincial ministers and some of the local ministers as well as part of the chamber meetings and part of ministers' meetings. How did that go?
Things went really well. So prior to going to Edmonton, I was in Edmonton last week. Prior to going, we had coordinated with the Alberta Chamber of Commerce just to have some assistance from them, trying to bring as much attention and light to the situation in Peace River regarding homelessness and some of the problems that we're having. So we had had meetings with the Alberta Chambers to coordinate how to make the most of our time in Edmonton. So I went in last week and had meetings with the Alberta Chambers, and then we were at the Deputy Minister's dinner that evening and had the opportunity to meet with several Deputy Ministers to discuss the problems and the situation here. And basically, the message was, Peace River needs some help.
I was going to ask, actually, did discussions move forward, as it were, A, in the sense that Peace River may not be the only jurisdiction that has this situation ongoing, but I guess with possible ideas for maybe solutions down the road?
Yeah, so we made sure that, you know, Peace River isn't the only community that's having these problems, but the magnitude of the problem in Peace River is a little bit different than some of the other communities. So Mayor Manzer had written a letter some time ago, and one of the stats that we really kind of plugged as much as we could, the number of people being dropped off in Peace River over a yearly basis would be the equivalent to 60,000 people being dropped off in downtown Calgary into homelessness. Obviously, wow, Not sustainable. So that was the message that we sent forward, and at the dinner I had the opportunity to stand up in front of the room and kind of plug that message, and so I think it surprised a few people of the magnitude. So after the meeting was over, you know, we did have the opportunity to meet with deputy ministers of mental health and addiction. We met with the deputy minister of justice, the deputy minister of public safety and emergencies. So we had, you know, really good conversations with those individuals. Since then, we've been contacted and are hoping to have a meeting in the next week or so here with the Minister of Public Safety. So, you know, they are listening to us. They are aware of the problem, and they know, and it's on their radar. So that's good news.
Now that it is on their radar here, Lane, from your perspective and I guess from the Chamber's way of doing this, what is the next step in your mind?
That's a loaded question. That's if we had the answer to that one, then we would have this problem solved. I think that our steps are just to continue to bring attention to the issue. You know, there's no silver bullet. If there was, then again, this issue would be resolved. But I think that Chamber's role and goal here for our business community and the citizens of Peace River is we are doing everything we can to get the word out there, to be making noise, to be drawing attention to the problem, and we aren't going to stop until we see something happen. And again, I don't know the answer, and of course none of the ministries have offered us an answer yet, so what may seem like a lot of talk at this point in time is true, but we are really trying to make sure that we're getting this forefront and bringing the attention to the matter, and hopefully that'll get us somewhere. I had a meeting with Minister Williams, so Minister of Mental Health and Addiction, and we also chatted about it. So again, we feel like we've been really, really, really pushing the message that Peace River needs help, and we're talking to anybody and everybody who will listen to us.
In the meantime, what do you think the business community can do?
So the business community, I mean, we appreciate the situation and how urgent it is. We appreciate their patience with us. Again, my message is we are trying. We've heard your guys' concerns loud and clear. We know it's a problem. My business gets affected regularly as well. So I do see the effects personally too. So we're really trying again. If there was a easy answer, we would have had it already. And I just appreciate everybody being patient with us as we work through the motions, and we really are trying to get some solutions. Obviously, if I had something, I'd love to share, but I just don't have anything concrete that we were offered at this point. And so again, it's just ongoing conversations.
Very understandable here, Lane, but as the president of the District Chamber of Commerce, are you happy that either the ball has started rolling or the ball is keeping rolling at a good pace as far as this issue is concerned?
I'm happy that the ball is continuing to roll. So the town of Peace River was in meetings that same week. I know that Mayor Manzer was there and Councillor Boychuk were there. So, of course, they were having meetings with their ministers and things like that. So, you know, really there was a collective of us over the last little while that we're all having these meetings. And again, so to me, we're all working in the same direction, and I feel like the momentum is going to continue to grow. And I feel like at some point here, people can't just turn their backs to this situation. It's got to be addressed. So I feel optimistic and encouraged that we are gaining momentum.
Lane Gardner is the president of the Peace River and District Chamber of Commerce. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.